I'm Rona Tarrant. A US border security chief has said he's temporarily stopped launching criminal prosecutions of migrants who illegally enter the country with children. Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Kevin McAleen told reporters in Texas the prosecution referrals were suspended last week following an order by President Trump calling for an end to migrant family separations. Meanwhile, the White House has said it would like to see people who cross the border illegally removed from the U.S. more quickly, a move that would require congressional action. Harley-Davidson has announced plans to move some manufacturing of its motorcycles overseas to avoid retaliatory European tariffs imposed last week. The firm suggested it had no choice after the EU hit American motorcycles with duties of 31% on Friday. President Trump expressed his disappointment in a tweet, saying he was surprised that Harley-Davidson was the first to wave the white flag. Canadian bishops have spoken out against the use of marijuana after the Canadian government announced the recreational use of the drug would stop being a crime on October 17th. Canada is the second country in the world following Uruguay to legalize the drug nationwide. In a statement, the General Secretary of the Canadian Conference of Catholic Bishops said with the exception of cannabis for medical purposes, consuming marijuana should be avoided. The U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops has awarded $3.4 million in funding to support the pastoral work of the Church in Latin America and the Caribbean. The bishops also approved over $500,000 worth of grants to fund emergency disaster assistance to areas affected by Mexican earthquakes and hurricanes, as well as funding to begin planning the reconstruction of Haiti's National Seminary, which was destroyed in 2010. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.